thank you all for coming today. My name is Bruce Nillis, and I direct the Sierra Club's Midwest Clean Energy Campaign here in Madison. We're going to have three of us are going to be say a couple of words about what we're doing today and then open it up to questions. I'm going to give a quick overview. Our lawyer, David Bender, is going to give some specifics about the lawsuit that we filed today. And then Carla Klein, our chapter director, will follow up with why global warming is our number one priority and why we need to do something about this power plant behind us if we're going to solve the problem of global warming. So today, the Sierra Club has filed a federal lawsuit in federal court here in Madison, alleging that the university for the past decade has been unlawfully modifying this power plant, a 50-year-old power plant that still today lacks modern pollution controls. Specifically, we've been trying to get the university to live up to its reputation of being a world-class research institution. It has some of the leading researchers on global warming, but when it comes to its own backyard, in terms of its own pollution, the university has failed to live up to its promise. The coal plant behind you today is one of the three largest sources of global warming in Dane County, and over the last 5 years, emissions have been steadily increasing instead of decreasing. So we're here today to announce legal action to force the university to do something it should have done a long time ago and clean up this coal-burning power plant. Today's lawsuit comes at the end of about a year-long process at which we've tried to engage the university in a dialogue to step forward and do something voluntarily. We first met with the administration informally and said, how do we work together to fix this problem? The university ignored us. Back in December, we sent them a formal certified letter saying, we've identified over a decade of violations. We urge you to engage in dialogue to fix this problem. They again ignored us. And today, we have no choice in the absence of the state following the very laws it requires everybody else to follow, except for to seek a court order to compel the university to do its fair share and end the pollution that's coming out of this massive coal-burning power plant that is right behind me. So with more specifics, let me turn it over to David Bender to give some of the highlights of what the lawsuit alleges.
You. Morning. My name is David Bender from the law firm of Garvey McNeil McGillivray here in Madison. We represent the Sierra Club in this case. This morning, Sierra Club filed its complaint in the Federal District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin, claiming one count of modifying the plant behind us through a series of projects costing over millions of dollars without installing modern pollution controls. Basis of the claim is that the Federal Clean Air Act requires that when sources of pollution such as the Charter Street plant modify, spending millions of dollars to upgrade, that they need to install modern pollution controls to control pollutants like sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and mercury from their exhaust. As the complaint alleges, the Charter Street plant made those modifications but never installed the modern pollution controls, never informed the Department of Natural Resources, and never got the permits it was required to obtain. So through this suit, we're asking the court to order the university to apply for the necessary permits and to install the required pollution controls.
Hello, I'm Carla Klein, the chapter director for Wisconsin Sierra Club. And cleaning up dirty coal plants is a major part of our statewide campaign on global warming and clean energy solutions. We are working across the state on a comprehensive education program that includes film festivals and educating people about the source of global warming pollution and how and where their energy comes from. As I said, this is a major effort across the state. We all realize that global warming is the most critical environmental challenge we face today, and taking steps like this is critical in reducing our global warming emissions. Most recently, we have joined with several coalition groups to form a statewide website called Solve Global Warming Wisconsin. And this website provides a one-stop shop, if you will, for citizens of Wisconsin to go and send a strong message to their elected officials that we want real action to address global warming pollution. Thank you all for coming today.
Let me just add one more thing. In addition to global warming, which is obviously our largest environmental challenge today, burning coal without modern pollution controls has a whole series of other very serious health problems that are plaguing Madison. We can't eat the fish out of the lakes in Madison because of mercury contamination. The largest sources of mercury contamination in Dane County, coal-burning power plants, including the Charter Street power plant right behind us. We are very close to violating federal air quality standards for smog pollution, something we've always thought of as happens in California and Milwaukee and other places, not here in Madison. But we are really close because as our community grows, we fail to take the necessary investments in cleaning up our oldest, filthiest sources of power plant pollution, including the Charter Street power plant. So in addition to global warming, this is a very serious health hazard, and it's long overdue for the university to do its fair share to clean up this 1950s coal plant and really invest in 21st century energy solutions. So with that, we'd be happy to take any questions you may have about the lawsuit or this power plant in particular. The lawsuit specifically asked the university to put on modern pollution controls to take the necessary steps. We are convinced that it doesn't make sense to install pollution controls on an ancient dinosaur like this, and that when it comes to making decisions about should you install or build something cleaner, the outcome will be we'll build something cleaner. But at a minimum, install modern pollution controls. As I mentioned, we have tried for the last year to engage the university, and it has consistently refused to engage us. This power plant does serve an important purpose. It provides steam, obviously, for the eastern part of the campus. But the question is it going to be an old, filthy coal plant with no modern pollution control that burns coal, or can it be something much cleaner, more efficient that burns homegrown resources like biomass and potentially natural gas?
Bruce, when you said the university has refused to engage, there's been no face-to-face negotiations on this issue in the past year?
We met with them about a year ago, and then subsequently a couple of months later, and laid out what our concerns were. They never responded. So we met with the folks in the chancellor's office, including Al Fish. We sat down with the chancellor. We sent him 700 postcards back in November asking him to do something about the coal plants. Then the DNR held a public hearing, in which 80 people showed up and said, DNR, we want you to do something. And then again, December 4th, we sent a long detailed letter to both Department of Administration, the governor's office, and the university saying, it's long overdue. We found extensive violations. We want to engage in dialogue. And we waited. We gave them 60 days, but we actually waited almost 6 months, 6 months to the day, and no action.
It obviously cost millions of dollars to replace this with something else. And just in the 10 minutes we've been here, we've seen 15 buses and large trucks go by. How does this compare to just even the traffic and all the large vehicles they see come by in terms of pollution and pollution?
In terms of global warming pollution, this is an enormous source. In terms of mercury pollution, cars, trucks don't emit mercury pollution. In terms of soot and smog pollution, sure, cars and trucks are a part of the problem. But if you think about the cars today versus the cars in the 1950s, they're much cleaner. They've all done their fair share. Yes, we need to do more with cars and trucks, but we've been making progress. We have been making no progress with this dinosaur that has been continuing to patch and repair and never installing modern pollution controls. And they're readily available. Pollution controls could cut the soot, smog, and mercury by 90%. Readily available, other power plants around the state are putting them on. The university is falling far behind what others are doing at a minimum. Depends on the size of the power plant, but if even the Bush administration has been requiring some of the largest power plants to put on pollution controls because it's, quote, highly cost-effective. So if you think about cost, the whole picture obviously includes healthcare costs, the fact that we can't eat the fish out of our lakes, and when you add that all up, over and over again, the cheapest, cleanest way to protect our air quality is to clean up our old, filthy coal plants.
You said it depends on size. Have you looked into the size, how much it would cost?
Well, we know that on the west side of campus, the university 3 years ago built the West Campus Cogen, new, modern, state-of-the-art, but they're not using it that much. They're still relying overwhelmingly on this power plant, which burns coal in old, efficient boilers. So we know that it's cost-effective because they've already done it. What we're saying is, let's do the same here. It depends on how big you build it and what the fuel mix is, but right now the university is not even looking at what the options are. It's just been patching and repairing that project without thinking about let's do something cleaner. The state's talking about doing something about global warming. At the national level, we're talking about global warming. The university's on the leading edge of research on global warming, but the university itself is refusing to address this global warming pollution, and that's what needs to happen here. That's actually not true. If you look at the latest research funded by US EPA, a lot of the mercury, there's a great study just came out of Ohio, most of the mercury that they were finding in the waterways were coming from locally generated power plants, coal-burning power plants. If you look at Illinois, they're requiring all their power plants cut their emissions by 90% by 2009. No such requirements in Wisconsin. And again, we have some of the leading researchers on mercury pollution right here at the university. We know that that mercury is ending up in our lakes. Yes, there's three power plants in downtown Madison, Blount Street, this one, and Capital Heat and Power. Those other two are in the process of getting cleaned up. MGE announced they're shutting down Blount Street in 2011, and the state just recently announced they're launching a planning process to clean up Capital. That leaves this one without any plans for cleanup. If we looked at the timeline on West Campus from when they started planning to when it was done, it was about 4 to 5 years from start to finish. So it takes a while, which is all the more reason we need to get started sooner rather than later.
To follow up on your comment too about whether cleaning up this plant alone will address all of the air pollution problems in Dane County, it's a first step for sure. We need to do more, but what Sierra Club is saying in this lawsuit is the bare minimum that we need to do is to comply with the Clean Air Act. And today, right now, the Charter Street plant is not even complying with that bare minimum.
Do you find any irony in pursuing UW or UW time?
Not at all. I'm a big UW fan. I'm just asking that UW do its part to help air pollution issues and mercury pollution issues in Wisconsin.
We're proud graduates of the University of Wisconsin, and it's really embarrassing that where we learned about global warming, where we learned about compliance with the law and that we'll all have to do our fair share, our alma mater is not doing its fair share. Any other questions? Well, thank you again. If you'll have the press release and the copy of the complaint. If you don't, please let me know. And has our phone number if you have any follow-up questions.